This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Burke. U.S. health advisors have endorsed a one-dose COVID-19 vaccine from Johnson & Johnson. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
This is the third vaccine authorized for emergency use. Dr. Anthony Fauci calls them highly effective.
Each of them are very effective against severe disease, and virtually all of them say that you look at the data and it's clear that you get essentially no hospitalizations or deaths.
FDA advisors say the benefits of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine outweigh the risks, but new supplies of vaccine are needed to keep up with variants of the virus. Dr. Fauci says they're working on that.
We will conduct a phase one study, which we will begin in mid-March.
Shipments of a few million doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine could begin as early as Monday. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The UN Health Agency has called on member states of the World Trade Organization to lift intellectual property protections on COVID-19 vaccines so that they can be produced more widely to accelerate efforts to quash the pandemic. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told reporters in Geneva Friday that we can't beat COVID without vaccine equity.
Sharing the vaccine which is being produced is actually the best way to bring lives and livelihoods back to normal.
South Africa and India in October presented a proposal to temporarily waive intellectual property protections on vaccines. Rich countries with big pharmaceutical industries, including Britain, Switzerland, and the United States, have resisted or raised questions about the proposal, which would need consensus under WTO rules. This is VOA News. A newly declassified U.S. intelligence report released Friday says Saudi Arabia's crown prince likely approved the killing of U.S.-based journalist Jamal Khashoggi inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. The public blaming of Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman amounted to an extraordinary rebuke. Speaking with reporters aboard Air Force One, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says there will be a new tone for the administration's relationship with the kingdom.
Our intention is to recalibrate the relationship, and this would be a different relationship with the Saudi government. At the same time, we want to end the war in Yemen. We want to ensure the humanitarian crisis is addressed. And the president and every member of our team is not going to hold back in voicing concern and taking action as needed about human rights abuses.
Riyadh has denied any involvement of the crown prince in Khashoggi's murder. Police say gunmen have abducted over 315 girls from a boarding school in northern Nigeria, the latest in a series of mass kidnappings of students in the West African nation. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
A spokesman says police and the military have begun joint operations to rescue the girls after the attack at the Girls' Science Secondary School. One resident said the gunmen also held up a nearby military camp and checkpoint, preventing soldiers from interfering, while the attackers spent several hours at the school. It's not immediately clear if there have been any casualties. Several large groups of armed men operate in the region and are known to kidnap for money and for the release of their members from jail. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Britain's top court has unanimously ruled that a British-born woman who went to Syria as a schoolgirl to join Islamic State should not be allowed to return. Reuters' Adam Reed reports.
The Supreme Court said on Friday Shamima Begum cannot come back to Britain to challenge the government taking away her citizenship because she poses a security risk. She left London in 2015 when she was 15 years old and went to Syria via Turkey with two school friends, where she married an IS fighter. Since that time, she gave birth to three children. All of them died. Now, aged 21, Begum is being held in a detention camp in Syria. President of the UK Supreme Court, Robert Reid, said on Friday, quote, "The right to a fair hearing does not trump all other considerations, such as the safety of the public." It was stated that Begum can still pursue her appeal against the revoking of her citizenship, but she cannot do that in Britain.
That was Reuters' Adam Reed. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA.